Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 307 shows and counting. We're heading on seven years of show coming at the end of June, and I'm so happy to announce that. And we're going to keep going and standing up for the animal need, because our actions will, you know, make good results, our victories, because there's a lot of animals out there in need that are suffering and neglect and abuse and torture, and it's sickening, everyone. So what we got to do here is do something about this, and, you know, take action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. And what I want to do here is go over a couple things before we do get the show started. These animals and humans are we're all on this earth temporarily, everyone, and we all know that. So what we have to do is make all of our lives, you know, comfortable, at peace, and, you know, do what's right out there. Let our human rights and animal rights be granted, not violated. And in order to do that, we have to take that action, because there's some ugly pictures out there of how these animals are getting treated. You know, the children, the animals, the elderly, they don't have a voice. And they're defenseless and helpless and innocent. So we have to stand up for them, everyone. So, you know, do your part. Put love in your heart and do your part. And thank you all for tuning in. All you new listeners, welcome aboard. You returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all that you do. All the support on these shows, because without all of you, this show wouldn't be successful. Okay, all the amazing guests and the callers and the listeners. So it is a great success, and the show used to be on TS Radio Network on Marty Oakley. Give her a big shout out, because she is awesome, and she's a great team player, and she also, I did 75 shows with her on elder abuse, neglect, and that area, everyone needs a lot of help, because it seems like the elderly are getting kicked to the curb. So if you please listen to her shows, TS Radio Network, search Marty Oakley on Blog Talk Radio. She has some hot topics going. We're all going to become the elderly of God's willing. So please, you know, give her your support, because she's been on the radio for 15 years and counting, and you know, she needs a lot of help in these, a lot of these areas, and support. So please, you know, I did 163 shows on TS Radio Network, Voices Caring for Animals, and then 164 to current is on Animal Advocates Radio. Marty Oakley helped me put this together, and still a great friend, and you know, gives me the support and promos on the PPJ Gazette online. So a big, huge thank you to her. And also, all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you ever want to go back and listen to them, go to the PPJ Gazette online on the right-hand column under Blog Stats. And you know, you can search Voices Caring for Animals. If you put my name in, Debbie Dahmer, it will bring up a lot of links other than the animals for the elderly. And so, well, you might want to listen to those also. So what I want to do is also on Animal Advocates Radio, if you want to follow my podcast, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaringforanimals. And under the logo is put follow. And every time there's a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. So I want to get started on this show. I do. We have a packed house this evening, and I want to go on and introduce a guest. She's come. She's been on here before, and I always welcome her back. I mean, these great guests. I mean, just so much, you know, positive impact on humans and animals. You know, true inspiration. And that's what we need in there. When they step up to the plate and help the animals out, or the humans, the children, and, you know, all of them, they're doing their part. They're saying, hey, enough is enough, and we got to do something here. And out there, when you're out there looking for a pet, adopt, don't shop, you know, spay and neuter your pets, please. There's millions of innocent animals that's being put down per year because of space, and you know, they don't deserve that. Who do we blame? Do we blame the animals? Do we blame the humans, or do we blame the kill shelters? The answer is humans. Human beings are the roots to all problems. So please, everyone, help. We got to change this and go forward, and you know, and do something, because spay and neuter your pets. That we have to be a part of the solution, not the ongoing problems. So, you know, all you humans out there are the roots to all these problems, not the animals. We cannot blame them. And the kill shelters, hey, they're in there for space. And so how can we solve this? Spay and neuter our pets, please. Okay, so let's go on with the show. And well, I'm going to announce her as Chris Kelly. She's the founder of the Chris Kelly Foundation. She's an animal activist, vegan, and actress as SAG-AFTRA. And the topic we will be discussing, everyone, is animal cruelty laws enforcing that animal abuse is a felony. Chris Kelly has loved animals since she was very young. It was when she started volunteering with the Lang Foundation that she realized how many abused and neglected animals that were or who needed homes. She vowed to donate her life to helping these furry friends with no voice. And there are our furry friends, you know, even the ones we have in our home front. You know, we got to think about the ones out there in need also, in distress, and do something to make their lives better, because they so well deserve it. Animals are so awesome. But I'm going to bring Chris on and welcome her back. And how are you doing this evening, Chris? Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio. I'm hanging in there in this crazy world we live in, you know?
I know.
It's sad.
It's bad. We have a lot of devils out there, that's for sure. And for some reason, they just take it out on animals. I don't know.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's like every day you hear of a new case, and I don't know. You get to the point where you feel like throwing your hands up, but you know you can't. Obviously, you just keep on going. And one day we'll have an answer of why this is happening. Right now, I can't figure it out. we're working. I mean, the United States is really like a third world country when it comes to animals. And I was talking to a rescuer this morning who is in North Carolina right now, and she saw like a terrible thing in a backyard a few hours ago, and there were these beagle puppies stuffed in a box, like a cage box, and then they were chained all over the yard. And in that state, it's legal to just shoot somebody if they walk on your property. So she was afraid. She took one picture, but she was afraid to go any closer. So, you know, we called the police, animal control, and they're all like, well, no, it's legal. It's legal? It's illegal to stuff these puppies? I mean, stuffed in a box like that? Are you kidding me? And if that's the case, that's not legal because that is animal abuse. So that goes to the topic of the show is we have put laws in place. Animal abuse is now a felony. Enforcing the law is another story. That's what's the most frustrating part of it is. Because, especially in the South, because tethering and stuffing dogs in boxes that they can't even move, that is animal abuse. So, you know, so it's kind of like we just need to enforce it and not tell me that that's okay. I mean, whoever tells me that's okay, they know that's not okay. The police know it. They just don't want to be bothered. And that's why we really need the public to voice their opinion of what is going on out there. And that's where we're getting results, actually, on my Instagram page. Facebook right now has become useless. They are censoring everybody in animal rescue. It's kind of like, come on, guys, you know, we're trying to help animals. So Instagram, though, I've been getting success. So it's kind of like when you see an abuse situation, everybody calls the police. They're going to tell you, oh, it's okay, when you know it isn't, and you just keep bombarding them. And I was saying to the woman today in Canada, she's from Canada, and I said, we shouldn't have to work this hard to save animals. She did say that Canada now is no kill. I mean, truly no kill. And they are helping the United States. Isn't that sad, you know, that Canada has to help the United States when we have so much money in this country and so many resources that we don't use? It's just sad and embarrassing. In California, you know, they announced that in Los Angeles, we're no kill. And I was really excited because it was on the news, the whole bit. Who would think, you know, you would just trust the people that when they say that. Well, now what they're doing is putting every dog on the behavior list. So, like, they're killing them. But my opinion of no kill would be you don't kill. Behavior, no behavior. And we're not talking behavior that you are witnessing a dog, you know, charging it, you know, at a gate and trying to bite it up, you know, the gate up. And hello?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's so funny. One of the shelters is calling me. At first I thought it was you. If somebody else was trying to call, but it's one of the shelters. They probably heard me, and they're very upset. No, they didn't. It's about a dog. What was I saying? Wait a minute. I got, like, totally okay. So it's not like these behavioral dogs that they're listing is really bad. The dog is shy, you know what I mean? Like, maybe if you put the leash on him, he kind of cowers a little bit. You understand? They consider that. I don't even believe they consider it behavioral. I think that it's just another excuse to, so they don't have to say that they killed. So then they put them in another category saying, okay, behavioral, medical. So they really are killing, you understand? But, you know, and boasting that, oh, we're no kill and look, we did it, but they're really not. So no kill to me is no kill. For medical, I mean, unless medical is so bad. I'm not saying that you should never euthanize an animal because the animal is suffering. No. I totally understand that. But the animals that they are euthanizing are not suffering. They can get medical care. They're just not supplying them with medical care. They reach out to rescues, but rescues are overwhelmed, you know, and it's expensive, and there's only so many cases a rescue can take. So then they kill them, and it shouldn't be them be that way if you're going to say you are no kill. And then not to talk about Utah, there's a shelter in Utah that's gassing, and the general manager of that shelter doesn't want to not gas. He's fighting it. So that should not be going on in the United States because And if we're saying that it's a felony to abuse an animal, that's abuse of an animal, gassing. That is torture. So how is that allowed? Because the general manager of the shelter doesn't want to stop gassing, probably for money reasons. But we're not enforcing that law in the United States. So, you know, we can sign all the, put all these laws, put them in, you know, place, but we're not enforcing. Same with spay and neuter. It's the enforcement of all these laws that we are failing to do. And I believe it's just plain laziness because we could do this. It's not that, you know what I mean?
It's not that difficult. No.
Exactly. It's not that difficult.
Going around in circles constantly, you know, when you put laws on the books, we have to abide by them, you know, not just ignore them and do a slap on the wrist or, you know, kick the animals to the curb. It's not right. You know, it's so wrong because when they got tortured or, you know, killed that. Yeah, I know you heard the story with, cause I seen it on your page is where that guy in Texas, he killed two puppies and he had a pit bull that was still alive. And, you know, they had it on film and Jeremy Boss, he's a former guest on the show also. And he's been working hard, relentless in Dallas to help these animals where they constantly keep getting dumped. I mean, it's so sad. And
you
know which one I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Out there in Texas.
It took me a second. Yeah, then I've, yes. What a great man.
Yes, he is.
And he's out there doing all that. I put his videos on my Instagram because I was telling people, you know, please follow this man, and he needs help. I mean, you know, they need money for cameras. And not only that, they need help. This is what I believe. Once the public knows about what's going on out there, they will be outraged. I really truly believe that the public, most of the people out there, do not know what's going on. I mean, even me as a rescuer, I just was alerted to the situation. It's called Penn Mountain in West Virginia. And they have a bunch of horses that the people dump them, and they're starving, and nobody's doing anything about it. So a woman was driving, took a picture. Oh, my God, this poor horse with skin and bones, and she needed some help. Somebody told me about it. I posted. And there are so many people that are contacting me saying, I will take two horses. I'll take one. I'll donate. And I'm telling everyone, listen, the address is on my Instagram post. I'm not near West Virginia. If somebody can just go up there. So I got a 2 p.m. with these people two women saying they were going to like venture out there. Now, do you see from that one post, so many people want to help, but nobody knew about this situation, and I didn't know. So a lot of horse people have been contacting me. I said I had no idea there was such abuse towards horses out there, and they're like, oh, yeah. You know, like my organization is focused on dogs, cats, and, you know, we do chickens, and we do, you know, like the animals that you would see domestic. And I have helped like a couple of wild pigs and, you know, we do the wild birds here and there, but it's not where I've never rescued a horse. Well, I did. I actually rescued a couple of horses, but they were from the shelter. So I do not know what's going on with wild horses and horses that are dumped in these mountains. It is terrible. And to me, a horse is so much more vulnerable than a dog or a cat or any other animal because they're so large. So it's hard to, you can't put them in your car if you find them. You need to find people that have trucks. And then where do you bring them unless you bring them to the shelter, a shelter? So it is heartbreaking when I found out. So this Penn Mountain in West Virginia, they dump them there. Then people go there to target practice. So not only are these animals, the horses starving, then people come out there and target practice on them. So, you know, they may miss them, they may get a leg, they may, you know, hello, what is this, complete torture in a third world country? I mean, where are we in, and I don't want to mention a country, but you know what I'm saying. Like, you know,
yes.
I mean, where are we? I try not to, you know, say stuff like that. So it's, you know, oh, my God. So in the United States, you would expect so much more than what we're doing. And we're not doing it. What I don't mean the people that care, I'm talking about laws. And this is my thing. We have to change the laws. And once we change the law of animals as not property, all this will disappear. But that's a huge one because you're going to be fighting the meat industry, which is the biggest drug dealer in the world. And it's all about money. So it's so hard to fight them. They're not going to want animals not to be property because then their business is going to go. They won't be able to do what they're doing. They won't be able to abuse these animals while they're killing them and also on their farms. I'm talking factory farming. So meaning that's a huge one. It's just so huge. But I believe we need to continue this because it's the last form of legal slavery we have here in the United States. I mean, we don't have the right to make these animals entertain us, clothe us, feed us. And let me tell you, it is killing us. So drugs, it's like a drug dealer. You know, it may make you feel good for a little while, but it's killing you. And you could lie about it and say it's good for you, and you could say cocaine and meth and all the drugs that they sell are good for you, but they're not good for you. And we have been brainwashed to think since, like, I don't know when, that, you know, you need a cow's milk, you need meat for protein, you need that. You are brainwashed as a child, and you, honest to God, believe it. And there's people that honestly believe you need meat. And it's killing you. It's killing you so that you can put money into the pockets of factory farming. And people don't see that. That's the thing. They're blind to it. They're brainwashed. If they only knew how bad it was. And I grew up a meat eater. I only stopped eating meat in 2006. And then 2008, I stopped fish. And then 2011, I became vegan. It is so good for your health. It makes you look amazing. And people say, like, what are you doing? I said, I'm vegan. And like, oh, come on. You know, your skin can't look like that because you're vegan. I said, I'm telling you, it is what it really truly is. So I always say that the animals have the last laugh. You could be, you know, abusing them in the factory farming, farms and eating them and all that. But you know what happens to you when you get older? You're going to have diabetes. You're going to have heart conditions. You're going to have skin conditions, cancer. That is what you're putting into your body. I'm telling you. It's just, if you want to live fast, you're going to die fast. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't mean fast. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard death. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit intense right now.
That's all right, because, you know, you're speaking out and everything, because, you know, there's so many issues out there called, you know, COVID is not the only cause of death out there, everyone. So you have to look at all these other, you know, cancer is very serious. I've known so many people that have died of cancer or, you know, diabetes. I mean, this list is huge. So COVID is mark another one on the old chalkboard for cause of death, because we got to pay attention to all these other causes of death. You know, even, you know, we're wearing these masks and everything, but, you know, they don't block cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia. There's so many ways to die out there that it's unbelievable.
You put into your body is as important as what you inhale. So meaning if you're putting a mask on because you don't want germs spread to you, when you're eating meat, and I'm serious, this isn't, forget if you care about animals or not, you're putting another body into your body that is eating, like, when they kill the animals at the shelter, they make feed. So dog food, and they make cattle, chicken, they do all that, the feed. So they're eating dead dogs and cats with collars on because they grind them even with the collars on. Then you're eating them. That is what they're eating, you're eating, because that goes into their body and their meat. Not to even mention the horror and the fear of, you know, on a spiritual level of what you're eating. You know, whether you believe in that or not, forget it. You don't have to believe in that. Believe the fact that you're eating chicken that has cancer. So meaning they kill these animals. Believe me, they're not taking care of these animals. So they kill them. They have cancer within their body, and then you eat that. And believe me, cooking it does not mean you're killing all the stuff that's in their body, in their meat. That's like if I ate somebody that had cancer. They killed the person, and then they cooked the person, and then I ate that person who had cancer of, like, let's say they had skin cancer, cancer of the liver or whatever, and then I eat their liver. Believe me, that is not good. And like, when I ate meat, and I couldn't even imagine in 2006 not eating meat, because I was like, well, what do you eat? Just like everybody says. I didn't look at chicken or a hamburger or a hot dog. Not that I ate a lot of hamburgers or hot dogs, but what I mean is I didn't look at that. I didn't even know a hot dog came from a pig, because it was a hot dog to me. It wasn't like, I knew it was meat, but it wasn't like I even associated it with an animal. And same with a cheeseburger. A cheeseburger or a burger was what it was. It wasn't the cow. I didn't even know that was a cow really when I ate that either. It's so weird. So that's what I mean by brainwashing. And I tell you, since I stopped eating all that, I feel so much better. When I stopped eating fish, I used to break out sometimes on the side of my cheek, a pimple or so. It stopped. I just totally stopped breaking out. Like on my little, it was on my left cheek. And I love sushi. And I didn't think I was going to be able to break that habit, but I did. And it really helped. There is so much mercury in fish that I read an article in the Malibu magazine saying in order to get omega-3 from salmon, you have to have such a good piece of salmon, meaning a fresh, you know, you have to buy it somewhere that is amazing, which is going to cost a lot of money. So when you eat salmon at like a half, you know, like a restaurant that's not so great, you're not even getting omega-3. So it's like, why are you eating it? I mean, granted, I know that salmon, you know, people like the taste of salmon, but then again, a lot of people don't. They put lemon on it so that it takes the fishy taste out. So my thing is stop eating animals. And believe me, you're going to feel better and you're going to help the planet, because they have to, in order to factory farm, they have the water supply goes for the for these animals. The E. coli comes from the animals onto the vegetables. It's a mess, and it can be avoided. Plus, you are stopping so much abuse out there that trickles. You know, whether you believe it or not, when there's bad feelings out there, when there's murder, when there's negativity towards animals, children, adults, seniors, women, men, anything, when there is are bad feelings out there, it trickles to everybody. So whether it's factory farming or whatever cause that you're upset about, okay, it's all the same. It's abuse. And it's coming from people of power, and it's always money, okay? If you do not give in to that, don't do it. When you buy at McDonald's, Burger King, and, you know, believe those places are killing the poor people, killing them. Poor people go to McDonald's and Burger King, and they even put commercials that attract them. They are killing them. They're killing the homeless that go there, you know. So anyway, I know it's going away from my enforcing the law, but it should be part of what we're working towards, and that's no kill, no torture. This is all animal abuse, and that goes to the factory farming. If it's a felony to cause animal abuse, factory farming is not being enforced. That is pure abuse. So I think that's we've gotten to the point where we got the law, you know, signed that animal abuse is a felony, and now we need to enforce. And I also would like to even go further with, like, the shelter saying no kill. They're telling the public it's no kill. Well, then let's enforce that. That means no killing for what you feel is behavioral, which can easily be fixed with the proper home or, like, a very good behaviorist. Not trainers. There's a lot of abuse in training. I just kind of weirded out about it. But I know there are good behaviorists out there. I'm not putting everybody down. But there's a lot of abuse also. So you have to have a qualified person. It's nothing that can't be turned around. If they could turn around Mike Vick's pit bulls, they could turn around any dog that is in the shelter that's really just fearful of being in the shelter. So my thing is, the word is enforce. Enforce what you're saying, whether it be animal abuse is a felony, we are no kill, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's
shelters, Chris. You know, there's so many of them, and it's a big, massive problem. These cross posters on all these social media, they are relentless. Those animals to be saved or safe or, you know, adopted or rescued, it runs nonstop in news feed on all of them. So it just, you know, these. And a big shout out to all of them, including yourself, on help trying to get these animals' lives saved. You know, because some of these shelters, they don't even get enough time to get them adopted or to safety, rescued. You know, they
I agree
put
with
down
you.
And millions of them per year.
And we're not concentrating on we're going around, like you said, it's going nowhere. The bottom line, we're going backwards. Now, it's easier to kill because they do make money on the bodies because they sell them to make food for cows and pigs and chickens and dogs and cats. Okay, they make money. So, again, we talk about the money. So you kill, which is cheap, and we never even discuss how. Think about what's going on in these kill rooms that we do not see, and we do not have cameras back there. Okay, let's not even, we have to have a conversation about that, which nobody even wants to talk about. And we could prevent all of this. We can close down every shelter if we would switch it and put all our resources into spay and neuter. They give out permits in Los Angeles for $100 to anybody who goes in and says they want to be a breeder. So as a backyard punk breeder, I can go in there and pay my $100, find two dogs, breed them in my backyard, and sell them on Craigslist if I have that permit. So let's say I do $100 and then I breed and I sell them for $50 to $100, which usually they end up back in the shelter or they end up on the streets. These are they're not fixed either. So that we give out freely. And Santa Monica, too, you know, they're very open about breeding. And then we're not catching strays on the street and fixing them. And so it's a cycle. They procreate. Some end up in the shelters, and then they're killed. Some get killed on the streets. Some strays are caught by dog fighters and creeps, and they're tortured. And we are not starting at the beginning where we are enforcing the spay and neuter and forget these permits for $100. They can start giving out permits when there is no kill, no strays on the street, okay? They say they don't have the manpower to get all the strays on the street. Well, and I'm talking LA right now because that's where I know most, you know, of what's going on. But yet you have the manpower to write up a permit for somebody that wants to cause more of the problem that you say you can't handle. No. I believe it should be a felony to breed a pit bull. And that should be mandatory because all the dogs that we're killing in the shelters are pit bulls and slash or pit bull mix. Always the large dogs. I think that in LA right now, we are basically no kill when it comes to smaller dogs. Not 100%, but maybe 98.9%. I think I think we're pretty much there. It's the pit mixes, German Shepherds, you know, and Huskies, that kind of thing. But the number one is pits. So they should concentrate mainly on that breed first to say that cannot have a permit for the pit bulls. No breeder can breed a pit bull, you know, legally. And, again, enforce it by going to the homes. Do you know how many homes we've had animal control go to and they don't do a thing? You know, they go there and they're like, you know, they give them a letter. See, we need more than that. I mean, really, I don't understand why this
That's not good.
No. And a lot of them don't want to go, the animal control officers don't want to go into certain neighborhoods. Well, you're going to have to. If they can't, then the police have to go into these neighborhoods. And, you know, we go into the neighborhoods. But, you know, again, like, you know, it's hard because if we can't reach the animal, remember, it's a felony to take an animal. So you could look at an animal being abused right in front of you, whether they're tethered, no food and water, you're not allowed to go on that property and take the animal. That's a felony. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? Just watch animals being tortured because you're not enforcing your felony law, which is animals, you know, no abuse, no animal abuse. Animal abuse is a felony. You're not taking the dog, but then we can't take a dog because it's a felony. It's enough to drive anybody out crazy.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. You know,
right.
I mean, it's like one big vicious cycle, you know, and it's sad because the animals, you know, they deserve so much better. They, you know, they're out there, they're innocent. They suffer just like we do. You know, they have feelings. They, you know, they just speak another language, Chris, and they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, all of them. You know, all lives matter, including all the animals out there. You hear about all this, you know, this torture and this, you know, use them as slavery. I mean, it's terrible, you know, and these animals, it's just so heartbreaking, you know. But go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you. We do not change the law of animals as property, we're going to get nowhere. And it's a huge one. It's not easy. It's a fight like Everybody should be gathering together to change this law. I mean, to the point where it's like the final battle, because if we don't, we're spinning our wheels. We can make little changes. We can save some, you know. But once, if something is considered your property, you basically can do a lot with that piece of property that it doesn't matter what other people think. So we do the police and animal control and, you know, organizations will make it an ethical issue, and you can get some help by that, by saying, hey, you know, this is not a sweater, this isn't this, this and that. You can get something done, and we have. But no living being should be able to own another living being. It just is, it's not natural. That is not the way it should be. That what you do is we need to be guardians of the animals like children. We are their guardian. So
yes.
The same with animals. And why, you ask me, why? Because they're alive. So if somebody is not an animal person and says, well, people, and I've had this happen where people say children over animals. Well, you know, that may be your opinion, but no. If something is alive, it is just as important in the scheme of things, in God's eyes, and if you don't believe in God, in the universe's eyes, if you don't believe in that, in planet Earth, who's to say because you're alive, you are any more important than this other creature or person or whatever you want to call it that's alive? You do not have that, like, entitlement. The human race is entitled to think that we are more important than a bird. And we're not. You may think you are, but you're not. And you're only seeing the world through your eyes. What about how that bird sees the world? The bird may be looking at you saying, oh, my God, these disgusting creatures. You know, like, why are they even here? And the fact that they can harm me is really scary. So I think we're just so arrogant to think that we own this earth and we don't. But the problem is we do have dominion over, you know, the animals, obviously, because we can reason there, you know, obviously when it comes to reasoning and, you know, everything, we are superior in that way. But that's like a strong man. Okay. I'll make an analogy here. Let's say there is a strong 6'4", 6'5", whatever, man, and he knows he's stronger than a woman or a child or an animal. You know, he's the strongest out of all of the human beings. He knows better, though, to think that because he can harm this woman or anyone lesser than him in strength, that he has the right to do that, or that he's better. That the true man knows. You understand? Like, so as a human being, we should know that because we have the power to harm and to, you know, fish and hunt and harm animals and make them do whatever we want to do, that it doesn't mean we're superior. It doesn't mean we have the right to do that, even though we can. And that should be taught in schools. I believe that the human race is the most dangerous species out there, the most dangerous. We are so dangerous. We're destroying our own planet and disrespecting it and disrespecting others, ourselves. I always said there should be a class in school called respect. That was it, just respect. And that everybody has to take it, you know, from nursery school up. And I mean, every day you have to go to one class, respect, and learn it. Respect others that look different than you, the elderly, animals, other nationalities, other countries, other, you know, whatever. If that is the problem, we have a lack of respect. And that is in every part of this world. And I don't know how to fix that. I really don't know how to fix that. The only thing I can think of is without laws, people don't do the right thing. They won't. If the light doesn't turn red, nobody's stopping for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just
I
the
know
way
what
is.
You mean.
Right.
Yeah, because some of these laws, just a slap on the wrist. I can't believe something.
Right.
They just got a fine and probation, and I can't take it, you know? It's like, come on, these animals didn't have, you know, they suffered. I mean, there's so many out there that's being neglected and abused and shot and stabbed, and oh, my goodness. I mean, it's overwhelming out there. And they didn't deserve to have somebody just on probation and a fine, all the suffering they did. You know, that is terrible. Wow.
And it goes back to the – because what happens is you call the police and the police say, oh, yeah, okay. They are like a machine, you know, like, okay, that's a piece of property, and what is the law for that? You see what I mean? So that's their thing. Unfortunately, there's very few people that go out of their way in any job that they're doing, whether it's the post office or the police station. So that's why it's going to take the public to push, you know, wait a minute, animal abuse is a felony. Well, that's not animal abuse because you're allowed, in this law you can do, look at the box, look at these puppies in the box. No food, no water. See, so it's going to take more. It shouldn't be this hard, but it is. And we have to dance. We have to do the dance. And we can't give up because with our voices coming together, we can help them. And there were, like, you know, there's groups out there that represent people. But I'll say one thing, you know, and I'm not talking the elderly or special needs or mentally challenged people because they can't. They can't speak for themselves. I'm talking people, like adults that can, you know, have their everything together. You know what I mean? And they may, we'll just talk about women's rights. Women's rights, they have the women's movement, whatever. Okay, but women can speak. They can open a door. They can pick up the phone and call somebody. They can, you know, defend themselves. They can get people to listen at a police station. An animal can't. An animal can't open a door. They can't go to the police station. If they're out on the street, they can't ask anybody for help. They can't explain that to them. If it's somebody that isn't a rescuer that doesn't understand their plight. So I just think sometimes people are so consumed with being the victim that they don't realize what the real victims are out there. And there are real victims that are human out there too. We just have to first pay attention to that, to them. Because if you could help yourself, help yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. You really do have to help yourself. And I mean, we're all guilty of that. You know, there's times you feel bad for yourself, you feel sorry, and, you know, and you realize at the end of the day, it's only going to be me who's going to help me, you know. And some people haven't realized that yet, you know. But with an animal, they can't. It's going to take us. And it's going to take the law. And I'm proud of everybody that's coming together that does care. I know it's hard. It's hard on your soul to see this every day. But if you really think about it, it's why we're here. And God gives us all a calling. And if you don't listen to that calling, you're going to have to take a pill because the anxiety you start feeling when you don't answer your calling is terrible. And it's so true. And I tell my friends that when the ones that don't have don't do anything or give back, I said, if you give back and you listen, all that ails you will disappear. Listen to what the calling is coming. It's coming to you. Listen and do something about it. And
there's
a lot of people that, they don't want to do it.
Agreed.
They don't want to do it. Yeah. But you'll get the anxiety, or you'll have to have a drink, like, you know, maybe every other night, or, you know, maybe do drugs here and there to calm the anxiety. All anxiety is something inside of you that's telling you you're not doing something that you're supposed to. And then you're not listening to that. And then you're getting more anxious. So once you listen and you do something for somebody else, I'm telling you, it'll go down. And I'll, if anybody's listening, and the one thing you don't want to do is listen to your thoughts. It's like a tape machine, your thoughts. So it's like negative, negative, negative. You know what I mean? If you mm-hmm. bring your awareness up front and you put the thoughts behind you, it really is amazing what happens in your life. And that could happen easy in animal rescue because you see so many bad things every day that, and it's happened to me a lot. You know, that tape goes in your head. You're like thinking about, you know, the two puppies with Jeremy Boss. You know, you're thinking about that guy who did it. And then I have to stop, put the thoughts behind me, bring my awareness front and forward, and then continue. And will go away.
That's right. When you do something, when you take that action, you know, just like what you was talking about, God has a calling for you. And this show right here is my calling. I totally believe that, you know, and being an advocate through social media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, getting out there and getting the word out because I can't make no changes, Chris. I can talk on this radio all I want to, but you know, I can't do it myself. I know there's thousands more of me like me out there. We are strength in numbers, Ray Bittner, Mama Cat. Well, that's what she always tells me. And that's so true. What? The more of us that come together, the faster the changes will be. You know, how long are we going to have to wait? The longer we wait, the more the animals suffer. So how soon do you want to get it done? Yes.
You're doing a lot with your show, though, the radio show. If everybody would do one thing to help the animals, it's all interconnected. You don't have to be out on the streets rescuing. You can be doing a radio show like you are and on social media. It all comes together. So you are doing a huge service.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, you know, make all the changes myself, but when there's thousands of me out there like me that step up to the plate and take action, that's when you see it happening. And I got a caller here, Chris, coming in because we got like 8 minutes left. This is another great show and a great interview with you, and I can't thank you enough. But area code 719, go right ahead. You're live and on the air. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Go ahead and speak. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hey, it is Mama Cat. Chris is a former guest on this show. She takes care of stray cats, 125 of them in the colony. Isn't that awesome? That's why I call her Mama Cat. Go ahead, Mama Cat.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Hi, Chris. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hey, I wanted to ask you, here in Colorado, they're trying to push this. It's HB 2111-60, conscious sheltering. And I'm wondering, is California pushing that same thing, moving away from no-kill? It's called socially conscious sheltering.
Wow. What does that mean? Like, what is...
Well, they say that it will protect all healthy and safe animals. The bill is HB 2111-60. So when you read the bill, they say what safe or healthy means.
That's
so
what I mean. It's almost the same thing.
Right.
It's kind of like, it's the same thing they're doing here. Safe and healthy. Well, no, then you're not 100% kill. I mean, no kill. What you're doing is you're fluffing words. You're playing semantics, and you're going to say, oh, well, yeah, they were unhealthy or they were fractious. And that's
look at a feral cat. A feral cat would never be considered safe. They hiss, they swat. They'll never. A dog that's pulled off the street will never be considered a safe animal. They will be scared. You know what I'm saying? And kennel cough, does that mean you can kill the dog because it got kennel cough in your shelter? So
and that's exactly what they're doing. It's just a nice way of it's a lie. And I was fooled by it. I mean, when they came out in L.A. and we're on the news, we're no kill, I was like, I posted. I was like, finally. And then, like, people are like, Chris, really? And I'm like, wow. Then I started seeing the list again. Okay, this dog. I'm like, what do you mean red listed? I thought we were no kill. Oh, well, they're a little, they're scared or their tail was between their leg. And I'm like, okay, so we're not no kill. And I posted that. And it was, no, let's not play games here just so that you could look good. It's all politics. And I'm so against politics because it's all, these politicians drive me crazy. And they're all liars.
Both sides.
And they all say they're going to help, and they don't help.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all so they can say they're no kill and somebody can be elected somewhere. I'm so over all this politics. And the animal control centers are politicians. They are connected to politics within the state. So it's all a lie. It's a lie. And they're just basically seriously lying. And there are some shelters out there that are no kill. I know a good one is Ventura County. We've got a good one out here that was just trying to call me during my interview. It's called the Ventura County Animal Control, and they are no-kill, and I worked with them to become no-kill because they would pull under me if they found that an animal was a little bit, like, in danger. I mean, they truly do not kill. It's the one shelter, and I think that's great.
We've got one that's that way, too. It's the Fremont County Humane Society. And they are open admission, absolutely no kill. So they're 99.8% no kill.
Wow, that's
so
wonderful. And
we should not
be killing just because it's an inconvenience to go get a dog trainer or to get a vet this animal. No way. We don't do that to wildlife. We don't kill. They have strict laws about wildlife. What about cats and dogs? And horses and whoever comes into the shelter. It's like domesticated animals and ferals get the short end of the stick. It just
Every
doesn't
time.
Make any sense. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't. Yeah, Kyle, that's not a good thing, especially the poor ferals. You know, they have it so hard. They should be going
their
way to help the ferals.
I called our local Humane Society that's really pushing it. They want this bill passed because they're killers, plain and simple. And so they're putting down and, whatever they can against the ones that are no kill. Oh, they're fudging their numbers or whatever, whatever they can do. And I talked to them about, what does healthy and safe to you mean? I mean, is that going to be in the bill? Well, no, it just says healthy and safe. Well, then that means diddly squat to me.
Right.
Because
exactly.
I know their record. Well,
ladies, we're down to a couple minutes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're down to about a minute and a half. This hour goes so fast. It's unbelievable.
I know it does, Debbie.
But anyway, Chris,
thank you for
thank you for coming on again this evening. And what another great interview. And thanks for all you're doing. Keep up the great work. And Ray Bittner, a Mama Cat former guest, thank you for everything that you're doing out there because you're a true inspiration too. And but all of us, come together, strength in numbers, everyone. The more we bond together, the stronger the laws come in. Okay, so next week I'm going to have Wayne Pacelli. He is the founder and president of Animal Wellness Action. He's been on her before.
Wow.
I want to welcome him back. And all shows are 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific every Thursday. Everyone, you can listen by phone, area code 310-982-4270. You can also use Skype or by the internet, www.mamacat.com. blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. So, and it's Happy Earth Day today, everyone. So that's very important, too. And a big shout out to my beautiful mom inside and out and listening in this evening. Thanks, Mom. Love you always. And thanks for all your support. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And hope you listen in next week at 7 o'clock. And let's keep rocking the airways for the animals. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Ray.
And may God
bless you all. Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye, Mama Cat. Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye.
Look forward to having you on again, okay?
Thanks, Debbie.